groups in Alaska working to sign people up for health insurance on the federal marketplace say the website is working much better. The Obama administration relaunched an improved healthcare.gov marketplace yesterday. Now insurance agents and navigators have 3 weeks to help Alaskans enroll in insurance plans that start offering coverage January 1st. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Tyanne Bowling probably knows healthcare.gov better than any other Alaskan. And the COO of Enroll Alaska is not shy about grading the website. In October, on a scale of 1 to 10, she gave it a 1. In November, a 4. And now?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's operating about a 7. Our enrollment numbers are coming up dramatically.
Bowling says yesterday her insurance agents enrolled 14 people in the marketplace, a figure that was unthinkable a few weeks ago. She says the process usually takes around 45 minutes, but the website needs work. Bowling says her agents still encounter technical issues, especially with the more complicated cases.
I can't pinpoint one situation that is really the main problem. It's just the complexity of people's lives that can make it more challenging to get people enrolled, or maybe it's a time where they're working on one part of the system and so for some reason that doesn't work.
When problems do pop up, Bowling says her agents are usually able to work through them instead of sending clients home, another big difference from the old website. Susan Johnson is the regional director of the Federal Health and Human Services Department. She says she's aware the site still needs attention.
We're working every day with teams 24/7 to get to a 10.
Johnson wants people who gave up on healthcare.gov in the early months to give it a try again.
It is a continuous progress. We didn't get to December 1st and say we're done. We're going to get to December 23rd and continue to work through improving this site all the way through March and beyond.
December 23rd is the date people need to be enrolled in insurance to have coverage by January 1st. The open enrollment period extends through March 31st. The Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center has 3 people working to sign up Alaskans for insurance, but the clinic says about a third of the people they help earn too little to qualify for subsidies to buy insurance. Under the Affordable Care Act, they should be eligible for Medicaid, but Governor Sean Parnell declined federal funds to expand the program. Development Director John Zazada says that puts the center in a tough spot.
The work that we do in providing primary care does not equal having access to quality insurance. For us, and for, we think, you know, other community health centers around the state, this does amount to an unfunded mandate to serve patients that could otherwise have quality care.
Alaskans who would have qualified for Medicaid under the expansion can apply for a hardship exemption, so they don't have to pay a penalty for being uninsured. Overall, the main groups assisting Alaskans with healthcare.gov have enrolled just 96 people since October 1st. They hope that number will increase substantially in the next few weeks. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.